So we're going to have homemade pizza. I make pizza dough, and it's been in the refrigerator for 3 days, so it's all ready to go.
It takes 3 days?
Yeah, it kind of has to. Oh, it's
but you don't want to use the stone this time.
Well, I might use the stone. It just kind of smells of the house. I don't know.
The stone gets smoky.
Yeah.
And the smoke settles in the house for, I kid you not, 12 hours. And it floats downstairs into the basement.
And last time I had to use my inhaler because it was so
But
bad.
If you don't use the stone, we're going to end up with limp pizza.
Well, I think if I heat the pizza pans and then put it in there like I do, like I put it on the stone, maybe that would work. What do you think?
Well, I think we should probably use the pizza stone even though there's smoke because we want to have good tasting pizza, don't we?
And I make good pizza.
Do you?
Yeah, you know I do.
Uneven My Mom has a podcast. Hey, I'm mostly peaceful protester Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
How are we doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Still breathing.
Good.
You know?
That's all that you can ask.
Well, I went to McDonald's yesterday.
Yes, you did.
And I wanted to try that WicDonald's sauce because you guys... You guys got this... Oh, it was like during the week, what, Sunday or, yeah. or Monday or something? I think
Dad
it was Monday.
Dad brought me breakfast.
Dad brought you breakfast, which is a bad habit because now you're going to expect free breakfast on Mondays, right?
No, I think he's smart to bring me breakfast.
So it had this WicDonald's bag. So there is this.
Yeah, like manga.
Okay, first of all, it's pronounced manga.
Manga.
Manga in anime.
Okay, manga.
The manga is the written stuff, like a comic.
Okay.
The anime is a.
Movies, film.
It's animated.
Right.
Okay. So.
Manga. Well, it looks like manga.
I guess that, from my understanding of it, there was an anime in 1983 called Cat's Eye, and it. Introduced the concept of the WicDonald's. It's like, we want to have McDonald's in our anime, but we'll flip the M upside down, call it WicDonald's. There we go. We're not getting sued.
Yeah. And it's wicked good.
And other people ran with this. My friend Nathan told me that he had tried the sauce, I think at the end of February, actually. The WicDonald's sauce, spicy chili barbecue. That's my understanding of it.
Sounds good.
Really. I go to McDonald's. I'm like, hey, you guys got the WicDonald's sauce? Like, no, we ran out like a week ago.
Oh.
That when they have a special sauce at McDonald's, you better get on it. As
Especially
soon as you hear about it, you got
to
get on it.
You
know, you remember the other year when I went there for the cactus plant fun toy thing and I got like a weird looking grimace with like three sets of eyes?
Yeah, but it didn't cost as much as some people were paying for.
Some people had to pay like $12 for a meal. I paid like $8.
That's right.
But those figures, last I looked, they go for like $40
a piece. Have you sold yours yet?
I'm going to put mine somewhere, yeah.
I would.
The crazy thing is I've dropped it a couple times from pretty high up and thought, well, now it's broke or scratched, and it doesn't seem to have
you
a scratch on it.
Scratch that thing?
No, it's crazy.
But it is hard plastic. I thought they'd be like rubbery.
No, it's a tough plastic thing.
I thought they'd be like a dog toy kind of, and they're not. They're hard plastic.
Well, okay, speaking of hard plastic... I think we should try some food. What do you think? So, I've got us on a plate. Yeah, we've actually had these before, and this is not good. Chips Ahoy Chewy Chocolate Chip Cookie.
They're tiny. Right.
They are small.
They're like an inch and a half.
It's a shrinkflation, man. Come on, give me a break, man. This is America.
I guess so.
Come on. That's Pantene. Okay. All right. Take a bite. Take a bite.
Which one are you going to eat first?
We're eating this.
The chewy one.
Yeah. What do you think?
Tastes like processed chocolate chip cookie.
It's got a moist chalk thing happening. It does not taste homemade.
At all.
No, it's very weird. Homemade cookies are entirely different than store-bought. You know?
Yes. Thank goodness we can make homemade
really
good. All right,
now put that down, and we're going to have the Chips Ahoy Reese's, which is a crunchy. I think it's a light peanut butter cookie with the Reese's pieces. But they're small Reese's pieces. What do you think of this?
I like it. I like this flavor. It's a good peanut butter cookie flavor.
It's not a bad peanut butter cookie.
Mm-mm. But... some people, especially like your father, likes chewy peanut butter cookies. And I do too, but I like them softer.
Okay, well, that's what I know about that. And Keebler.
Buy the peanut butter ones.
Keebler, you better be listening to me. In 2003, you introduced the soft batch cookies, and I have not seen them for a year. Bring the soft batch cookies back.
I thought we had some the other day.
I have not seen the soft batch cookies in over a year. Now, I don't know if that means they quit making them or they just don't sell them at Kroger chains like Dylan's. Maybe we have to go to Walmart or Target. I have not seen them on a shelf.
Okay.
And I'm mad about it.
We got a mission statement here.
What say you we get into the news?
Okay. Because I haven't listened to any news or seen any news today.
Okay. First up, let's start with sports a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. You think you can handle that?
I can handle it.
Can you handle a little bit of sports? Oklahoma City Thunder had a game the other night.
Yep.
And Josh Giddey made NBA history with this play. I'm going to show you right here.
Okay. Oh, my. Oh, Giddey. Laying down. That's good.
The first floor shot in NBA history, yes.
Is it legal?
I believe it counted.
That's cool.
That's something, isn't it?
Yep. Hey, I'm down here. I might as well try it.
So I don't know if people are going to, if it's going to be called a floor shot or a bum shot, because, I mean, you're standing on the floor if you don't jump, right? But he's seated and he makes a two-pointer. What I'm wondering is Steph Curry soon going to try to one-up this by doing the floor shot three-pointer?
Yeah, you need to make a three-pointer, Steph. You could do it.
I think he could do it.
I know he can do it.
It's no easy feat, though, but I think
he'll... And what's
he'll
the girl now that's so good? She can do it, too.
Well, I wanted to mention that.
Okay.
Caitlin Clark is being offered $5 million...
Good.
...to join the Big Three, okay, which is a three-on-three basketball league. It's been going on for a few years.
Females?
It's all guys.
They're going to let girls join them?
Do I have to censor you there or not?
Why?
Did you say shoot or did you say something else?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, you didn't? Uh-uh. Okay. Well, it's staying as is. If we get the E for explicit in there, then I guess we'll find out.
What happens if we get an E for explicit?
You never get any sponsors.
Okay, then you better check it because I have a potty mouth.
So this rapper actor named Ice Cube, he's in the ride along. He's the guy that's not Kevin Hart. Okay?
Yeah.
He has a basketball league called Big Three, mostly retired NBA guys. Okay?
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
do they
still
like exposition games or something?
Something like that.
Okay.
I think they play a lot of their games like in Las Vegas. They're on TV. I've seen them on CBS like last season.
Okay.
They only have a 10-game season.
All right.
He's offering Caitlin Clark $5 million.
That's
so $5
awesome.
Million for
do
10
it,
games?
Caitlin. Sure.
Last I checked, I think that the pay ceiling, the max you can get at the WNBA is like $250,000 for a season.
That's awesome.
And that's way more than 10 games. It's probably about 40 games.
It's kind of some kind of record for a female getting paid in basketball.
Yes, most certainly. I think she'll go for it, but I think they're going to make some changes. They will probably mandate a woman on each team so that it would be a woman versus woman matchup. So that the girl can only get guarded by a girl. And then this will be some way to try to make it an equal playing field. What do you think?
I think they shouldn't do that.
You think she should play against guys
because
that are like
6'9"? Because technically basketball is a non-contact sport. If you make contact, it's a foul.
Right, but you can get contacted with an elbow to the face and break a nose and things like that.
Well,
right?
A female can contact you with an elbow to the nose, too.
Okay, but it's going to be a bad look when the guy decks the girl or hard
well,
fouls.
Well, what if the girl decks the guy?
Well, then he's flopping, like LeBron James. That's what that's called.
No. Some women have wicked elbows, yeah.
Okay, so do you think she's going to take them up on it? Because so far we haven't heard. People in the WNBA are upset. How come you didn't offer this to a WNBA star? She's in college. And this has taken her away from WNBA. I don't think it actually coincides with it. It shouldn't be a big deal. Besides, it would pay way more than the WNBA. I don't even think that she can elevate the WNBA. They seem to have like a culture issue. Well, people are liking her in college, but if she goes to WNBA, WNBA people might try to corrupt her or ruin her. It may not really bring the numbers
in. They
should
be supporting her.
Yeah, well, it just kind of seems like they weren't there, you know, so much.
That's sad.
Yeah, it's kind of the way it seems anyway. You don't have any news at all?
Not today. I really haven't been listening to much.
I want to know, viewers, do you prefer it when mom doesn't know what's going on and I have to inform her and I may or may not be telling the truth?
You better tell the truth.
Okay, so there leak images of the new Xbox Series X all digital version. The unfortunate thing is it's white and it has no disk drive. What do you think about that?
Well, nobody uses discs anymore.
For me, if you want to play some of your older games, you have them on a disc and you can put them in the Xbox and play them. In most cases, you still have to download it in some way, but at least you own the disc and you don't have to rebuy the game from the Xbox store, okay?
Well, that's probably the reason they're doing it.
4K movie discs are like the new vinyl. For movies. It's like, hey, this is the best version this movie's ever going to have, and you better get it before it gets locked in the Disney vault, streaming services, all this stuff, and they don't release things.
That's the way everything's going to be, because they can control prices.
But I use the Xbox as my 4K player, my 4K and Blu-ray player. But a lot of people are just happy with watching Netflix, and it looks all pixelated and garbage unless you pay $25 a month, which is insane. And that's just the way it kind of seems to be.
So you're just going to keep what you got?
Well, yeah, of course. And plus, this isn't purported to be any more powerful. Now, on the flip side of things, there is talk, and I don't think this is going to happen, of Microsoft, that being the Xbox brand, their Xbox brand, having a portable console, kind of like the Nintendo Switch.
Right. That'd be cool.
I think it's a disaster in the making, and it's not going to happen, because they would want to do it cloud style, where you don't have anything on the device. Instead, you have to stream from your Wi-Fi, and you have to have super fast internet for that to even be feasible. And it never really works out. At least the technology's really not there, and it's not going to be there until maybe the end of the decade, if that. On the other side of things, they always like to have a monopoly on the store. And people that have these cloud gaming devices, they like to go to Steam. Steam is an online store where you purchase digital video games, and you get really good sales, and they have like a free game every week, and it's usually a good one. But on Xbox, you have to buy stuff from Xbox. Nothing's ever that cheap or free.
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to go to...
I think people are just going to play their PC cloud devices instead of getting an Xbox One. So that's why I kind of think the Xbox thing is not going to happen.
Probably not. They're probably rethinking it.
The biggest snake in the world found dead just weeks after it was discovered.
Where?
You know that picture of the guy? He looks like he's in his office attire swimming with
Yeah, right.
It looked fake. I still don't believe this story. Like, nothing about that image looks that realistic.
Is it a water snake?
An anaconda in the Amazon rainforest.
Well, they get big. It could be real.
So, it says here, 26 feet, 440 pounds.
I'm like you. I think that's a fake picture.
Head the size of a human's. And then they say, oh, yeah, they get the... And then they gave a different number. And then it's like, okay, so if it's dead, then where's the body? How come... What? Like, all this is fishy, and no one's questioning it, because we don't go to the rainforest enough to question it, I guess, right?
Yeah, so it's probably not real.
That's just the way I see it. Senator Joe Lieberman dies, 82 years old.
Yeah, I saw that last night.
In the gaming world, he's known for being... He tried to censor the video game violence, starting with primarily, this is most known for Mortal Kombat, where you punch the guy and like a cartoonish amount of blood comes out of him.
Yep. Well, he didn't do very good because it's still pretty... everything's pretty bloody.
Oh, it's gotten way worse in more recent years with what kind of carnage can happen in a game now. And so his crusade didn't really work out. I don't think he's a beloved figure in the gaming space for that reason.
Well,
though.
I got to agree that, you know, there's some kids that shouldn't be playing some games until they're mature enough. There's a maturity level there that you don't start thinking this is real, that you can... You know.
Well, I think the issue I have is all these horribly raised kids are ruining it for everybody else online. If everybody raised their kid better, online gaming would be a civil, fun place. Like, when they made all this technology, they're like, oh, yeah, it'll be fun. We'll communicate with people and say, like, hi, how are you doing? Good game. Instead, it's like, kill yourself. You suck. Tank diff. Oh, our damaged players are brain dead over here. You just feel miserable communicating. So the way to play games nowadays is to not listen to anybody. You can't even start talking to anybody because that makes you a target. Just saying hello means, oh, hey, this guy's listening. I can harass him.
That's sad.
And that, and they know they can get away with this because you can't go to their house and punch them in the face.
It's
but
sad, very
if you
sad.
Could find them and they were occasionally tracked down and punched, that might improve things, don't you think?
I guess. I mean, honestly, you're playing a game. And it's a shame you can't at least say hi, good game and stuff. But, you know,
when someone types things in the chat, like sometimes it's hard to type things out quickly, so they type GG at the end of the game. What do you think GG is?
Good game.
All right, good.
Good.
I like to say it's get good.
Get good?
No.
Good game.
It's,
okay.
It's kind of the opposite.
Do you got a movie for me today?
That's not going to help edit.
Oh.
So now I have to think. You stepped on my line, and now I have to try to figure out how to segue to the Dead or Alive game with you stepping on my over what I was saying. So here we go. We're just going to go to it. Don't do that again. Dead or Alive. Let me say it's time to play a game, or I want to play a game like Jigsaw the Puppet would say to somebody, and then we will play the game that I choose we're going to play. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, have you heard of the band The Rolling Stones?
I sure have. I've seen them in concert.
How many times?
Once.
All right, here's what we're going to do. When you get one of these wrong, you're going to have to take a bite of the bad cookie.
Oh, okay.
Now, I just made up those rules, but I like them.
You
okay?
Like it? I like it.
You think you're drawing something over there. You think you're drawing a mountain and
some trees and the wind blowing, because we're going to go to a place like that. It's called Canyon. No, it's not. It's called Great Basin National Park.
Well, you should probably get the name of it right or you'll drive the wrong direction.
I know. We'll go to the wrong place.
All right. Now, this is a very simple game. I'm going to tell you the name of the Rolling Stones member.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me if they are dead or alive.
I don't know all their names.
I figured you wouldn't.
I know Mick.
All right. Mick Jagger, one of the Rolling Stones. Big Mouth, is it? Or Weird Lips? He has the moves like Jagger, as they say. Is Mick Jagger dead or alive?
He's alive.
Mick Jagger is...
One for Mom.
Still alive. Yep. Okay, next up. Brian Jones. You remember Brian Jones?
No.
You don't know this guy? Brian Jones, Rolling Stones, dead or alive?
Alive.
Brian Jones is dead. Died in 1969 of misadventure.
Overdose.
That's what they call it in death by misadventure. Accidental
like
death in England, they call it that.
Misadventure.
You have to eat a piece of a cookie here.
Can I have a peanut butter?
No. Unfortunately, being the chewy cookie, it doesn't really have a sound effect to it. How's
so
that taste?
I can
take
it. Not good.
Yeah. Charlie Watts, the drummer, is Charlie Watts dead or alive?
Well, I'm really bad at this game, but I think he's alive.
Charlie Watts is...
Man, misadventure.
Dead. He died just recently, I think 2021 in his 80s.
It wasn't misadventure.
No, you know, it was probably cancer.
They're all getting the age where I probably
you
should
need
just
to eat
be
another
saying
piece.
Dead.
Eat another piece.
Okay. I'm going to run out of cookie at this rate.
All right. Ron Wood. I think Mike Myers did like a Ron Wood thing on Saturday Night Live. Okay. And he was like, maybe he was like a correspondent for Entertainment Tonight or something. Like
he's the extra, he's the other guitar player.
Is Ron Wood dead or alive?
He's alive.
Ron Wood is? Yeah, not dead yet.
Not
as
dead
of
yet.
This recording.
Yoo-hoo.
Finally, who do you think the last one is?
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
Mm-mm.
Keith Richards.
Okay.
Is Keith Richards dead or alive?
Maybe he's the one I was thinking of. What does Keith Richards do? He plays the guitar, too.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of them play the guitar. But I don't think Mick Jagger touches any instruments.
No, he just dances.
Because you can't move like Jagger if you're holding a guitar. Is that right?
Yeah.
What do you think about Keith Richards?
I saw them in Boulder, Colorado in the summer of... 77, I believe.
And
or 78.
Were they a lively group?
They were lively. It was a lively concert. Liveliest concert.
How big of
I
a concert? What? How many people?
I have no idea. I was on the ground of the football stadium in Boulder, Colorado.
All right, so is that a stadium? So it's a lot of people.
It's crazy.
All right, Keith Richards, dead or alive?
He's alive.
Keith Richards is... Yay. So the joke on the internet, like, they'll post pictures of, like, Keith Richards.
He's kind
of, like,
wrinkled.
At some point, you got to ask yourself, what kind of world are you leaving behind for Keith Richards? not our children or anything like that. But, yeah, that's how they say it.
Do I have some peanut butter cookie now?
Yeah, I guess. You probably have some kind of quote you have to quote me on.
I have to chew my cookie first.
I want you talking with the cookie in your mouth. It's funnier.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
you sound like the Cookie Monster.
All right, since we bit into these, I have to eat them. By the way, Tyler likes these. I said he can have them.
Mikey likes it. He likes it.
You know, it's weird. It's not Mikey that's trying the food. I think, is it? Because it's like, hey, Mikey, he likes it? Or he likes it and he's talking to a kid named Mikey.
I don't know.
Which is it?
I don't know. Okay, you ready for the quote?
Jim Gaffigan, that was the guy I was talking to you about in the kitchen.
You couldn't remember his name.
And
shame
I couldn't
on
remember
you.
His name. And then it took me a full day to remember it.
That's pretty sad. Okay. Having a 2-year-old is like having a blender, but you don't have a top on it. Top for it. Sorry.
Jim Gaffigan?
No. Two more tries.
Jimmy Kimmel?
No, he is a male. He did have a TV show.
But he doesn't.
Right.
What would you call a TV show?
It's not late night.
Ray Romano.
No. Oh, I forgot his name.
That helps.
Oh, God. I'm as bad as you. That's what I get for making fun of you. Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah. Okay. You know, he has a movie in the works. I think it's called, like, Not Frosted. It's about Pop-Tarts.
That's
something.
Cute.
I think it's called Not Frosted.
Yeah, that's
even
cute.
Even though we only ever have the frosted Pop-Tarts.
I remember when they weren't frosted. I've had a non-frosted.
Well, the guy that is credited as the creator of the Pop-Tarts died, like, in the last couple weeks.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what he died of. It could be misadventure.
Do you like them unpopped? I mean, unheated, like untoasted? What
no.
do you call it? Untoasted?
Untoasted?
Untoasted.
No, I think they need to be frosted and toasted, or hot, ideally.
If you get desperate, they're not too bad.
It's just very easy for them to get a side burned.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that happens, and they are a pain to pry out of the toaster.
What do you think is better? Toaster strudel or a Pop-Tart?
The toaster strudel requires a little more work.
That's true. You have to put the icing on.
You put the icing on after the fact. Right. But if the Pop-Tart had the same lack of convenience factor, do you think people would be into it? The toaster strudel tastes more like something that was freshly baked.
Yeah, I like toaster strudels. I would like to have a little bit more fruit instead of just like juice in my...
Well, I only really go for the brown sugar cinnamon.
Yeah, all sugar.
Which, don't the Rolling Stones have a song called...
Brown Sugar.
There you go. I thought you were going to say cinnamon. But the stuff that of the toaster strudel tastes more like you baked it and the... stuff inside is juicy and like kind of flows, whereas it seems like everything is solidified inside the Pop-Tart. So who came first, though? Was the Pop-Tart?
Oh, the Pop-Tart definitely came before the toaster strudel.
And then the Pillsbury toaster strudel tries to catch up?
Pillsbury has been around that long.
The toaster strudel also has that flaky texture thing happening, whereas the Pop-Tart is almost like one of these cookies over here. Like, not an actual bread.
Right.
But we'll think it's a bread because we're told it is. Isn't that kind of how that works?
We're not told what it is, I don't think.
I don't think they've...
It's a Pop-Tart.
If we look, okay.
It's a tart.
If we go to the grocery store and we get in the Pop-Tart aisle...
They've changed the boxes, by the way.
Does
Have
it
you
even
noticed?
Say what it is you're eating?
Does no,
it
say, it's
does
a Pop-Tart.
It say frosted on bread? Does
no.
it use the word bread or what does it say that substance
because
is?
Because it's a tart.
You don't think a tart is a bread?
No, a tart is a pastry.
Okay, but pastries are all bread, right?
No, they're not.
You're sure about that?
Well, pie crust isn't bread. I don't consider
it a pastry
pie crust bread.
Straddling the line between bread and
a cookie, maybe
other starches like a pasta.
I guess I'm not quite sure.
But you're supposed to be like a baking expert. Like that's the one thing you can do.
I can cook decently.
Tell us about that home ec class you were telling me about the other day.
Oh, we had home ec with the boys. We're in our home ec class, and I like to do dishes with a certain cowboy.
Because wear a cowboy hat.
Sometimes he did, but some
you were allowed to wear a hat in class.
Yeah, we could wear hats to school. I believe I don't.
Where was this?
In North Glen, Colorado.
And you were allowed to wear cowboy hats to class.
I think so. Or you probably had to take it off when you went to class, but you could wear it, you could wear it walking down the hall.
Well, I'm seeing these things now where it's like kids are being distracted by their phones in class. And when I was in school, first, you didn't have your phone out.
Well, we didn't have phones back
you
then.
You had to get to high school to have chewing gum. You couldn't wear sunglasses. You couldn't wear a hat.
You know, now, they can't even have a locker.
Now, I was watching...
I don't think they can have a backpack.
Well, I was watching a really bad movie on Prime Video called Bottoms, and it's horrific, okay? You're not watching it. But the girls are dressing like hookers to school, and no one's thinking anything of it.
It's crazy.
And it's like, there's no way they're going to let Cindy Crawford's daughter over there wear those pants to high school. And it got the dress code completely wrong across the board. For like the whole movie, it's like a month has gone by, and every day the football players are wearing their uniform with pads to school.
Oh, yeah, right.
I could understand you wearing the shirt game
on
day.
On a game day, yeah.
But they're getting ready for their big rival, okay? For like a month. Games are the next week. Like, none of this movie made any sense. I'm not even going to tell you the title of it because you don't need to be watching it,
is
okay?
Is it Bad Girls?
It's called Bottoms.
Oh.
And it's about these lesbians that start a fight club at high school.
Great.
And it becomes like an official club at the school, and it's so that they can hit on cheerleaders that join the fight club that they're billing as self-protection. Now, here's the thing that bothers me the most. It gets all this stuff wrong about how football's scheduled and how they would wear the attire, the pads wearing them to school. The most known person in the whole cast is NFL legend Marshawn Lynch, is the teacher and sponsor of the fight club in the movie.
Maybe his school wore the pads to class.
If only there was somebody who knew something about football in pertaining to high school that they could have consulted on how this would actually go down.
Oh, my.
Then maybe this movie wouldn't totally suck.
Gosh. Bye-bye now.
Did you finish your drawing?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you draw?
I drew mountains and a blown tree. I think the place we're going, Great Basin, has a tree like that. It's old, real, real old. And it's
well, what
blown.
Did you draw above that over there? There's other trees, but there's also, is that supposed
there's
to be a waterfall?
There's the eclipse and the sun, and it's Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. Who
oh
sings
my
that
gosh.
Song?
You don't know who sings that?
No.
All right. T?
T-Bone? I don't know.
TLC.
Okay, who's TLC?
However, there is T is T-Boss. Okay. So you weren't that far off in some ways. You know what the other initials stand for?
What?
L is left.
What's T stand for? Tinder?
T-Boz.
T-Boz?
And L is left.
Handed?
Left eye. And C is?
Creative.
It's the kind of sauce I didn't get at McDonald's. Chili.
Oh.